Okay, so we're going to do a meditation on Buddha Shakyamuni. And first, try to find a good position that you can stay in for a while. If you're sitting on a chair, it's always good to have your feet right under your knees. And you can hold your hands on your legs, but you can also hold your right on your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. Most important thing is that your spine is straight, so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. And then just close your eyes and breathe out deeply. Breathe in deeply. And breathe out again. Really try to arrive here, at this moment, in this room, in this chair or this cushion. Go inside, become aware of your inner body and the feelings and sensations in your body. Feel the energy, liveliness in your body, all these particles of energy floating around. And focus on your heartbeat. See if you can feel your heart beating. And then with your attention and concentration, you go to the left side of your face. Really try to zoom in to the left side. Become aware of the energy there, more subtle sensations in the left side of your face. You switch to the right side of your face and do the same thing. Now go to the top of your head. And back of your head. Focus on your upper back and lower back. And zoom in to your hands. Really become aware of your hands and the energy in your hands, the warmth in your hands. Focus on your stomach and belly. How does your belly feel at this moment? What's the energy like in that part of your body? Focus on your legs. And your feet and your toes. Just check if your body is completely calm, completely relaxed. If there is still some tension, try to calm it. While your body is calm, from a corner of your mind, you are very aware of the quality of your meditation. And then it's good to start with the right intention, right motivation, both for this meditation and today. And then we think of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that inspire us on our path. And especially the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni, who embodies all the amazing qualities of the Buddhas. And just imagine how it would be like if, you know, we would acquire those qualities within ourselves. Such as deep compassion, true compassion, not only for the ones that are close to us, and also deep wisdom, the ability to see things the way they really are. What would it be like to never be subject of your emotions anymore? Deep emotions of jealousy or anger, impatience, and so on. What would it be like if you would always be in balance, both your body and your mind? What would your life look like? So now all these wonderful qualities of the Buddha, we will visualize in front of us. We start by visualizing a beautiful, bright blue sky. Just think of your favorite color blue, fill the sky with it. And you are sitting in it, in this blue sky, clear sky. And at the level of your forehead, and about one arm length away, appears a beautiful, large, golden throne. Beautiful golden base with four sides and two snow lions supporting this throne on either side. And on top of this throne, you see a gorgeous lotus flower with multicolored petals. So just think of the beautiful colors of your lotus. Visualize it very three-dimensional as the complete image. Really try to visualize it as a hologram. And in the center of this beautiful lotus, we see two flat, round cushions representing the sun and the moon, symbolizing wisdom and compassion. And on top of these cushions appears a beautiful Shakyamuni, the embodiment of all enlightened beings. His body is made of this beautiful golden light that shines out in all directions. And he wears the dark red robes of a monk, which do not touch his body directly, but float slightly around it. He is seated with his legs fully crossed, and his right hand rests on his right knee and touching the earth, representing his great control over his mind. His left hand rests in his lap and he holds in meditation mudra. And in it he holds a begging bowl filled with his golden nectar. Three nectars of wisdom, long life and good health. And if we focus on the Buddha's face, we see he's got a beautiful, youthful face. His eyes are long and narrow, his lips are cherry red, and his earlobes are long. His hair is dark blue in color. And every feature of his appearance represents his all-seeing mind. He's got a lovely, compassionate smile that is directed at you and simultaneously at every other living being. So really make this image very strong in front of you. Make a connection with it. Really try to feel that this compassionate being is free from judging, free of critical thoughts. And he simply accepts you just as you are right now. From the Buddha's golden body, beautiful light rays are radiating out as an aura of infinite compassion. They reach every corner of the universe, and they go out and help all sentient beings. And when they're done, they dissolve back into the Buddha's body. So now in front of Shakyamuni, we can take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Sangye chirang tsoki chognam la jangchu padu dagni kyap su chi dagi jin so gi pe su nam ki trola pensi sangye drupa sho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. So really try to feel this living presence of the Buddha in front of you. You can see him as your spiritual guide on your own spiritual path. And if you want, you can make a request from your heart to him to help you to become free of negative energies, misconceptions, disturbing emotions and other problems. You can ask him to help you to receive all the realizations of the path to enlightenment. So now make a request from your heart. And of course, the Buddha accepts your request with a wonderful, compassionate smile. And now his heart opens, and this beautiful stream of white light, which is the nature of the enlightened mind, flows out of the Buddha's heart. It's purifying white light. And slowly comes to the top of your head, your crown chakra. And when we recite Shakyamuni's mantra in a moment, you visualize this, that this light enters your body through your crown, instantly lighting up your face and slowly moving downwards, also lightening up the rest of your body and pushing away all the negativities might be in there. And with each mantra, this light is getting stronger and stronger. So really try to visualize this very strongly when we recite the mantra. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha. 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 Now you take the mantra inside. You continue reciting the mantra inside while you focus on the visualization. With each mantra, this bright, purifying light in your body becomes stronger and stronger. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha. 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 Really feel and visualize that your own body has become like this crystal, bright, crystal, white light. As if it's a lamp that went on inside your body. It gives a very peaceful, very spacious feeling. Because this light has entered your body, there is simply no space anymore for any negativities in both body and mind. It gives a blissful feeling. We When you go back to the Buddha in front of you, you see that now from his heart, this beautiful golden light beam comes, sparkling golden light, containing the essence of the Buddha's wisdom and compassion and all his other wonderful qualities. And we will recite the mantra as before. And again, you visualize that this beam of golden light slowly comes to the top of your head, entering your crown while reciting the mantra. Now this golden light pours in, filling your complete body and mind, until your body is completely golden in color, just like Shakyamuni's. And with each mantra, this golden light is becoming stronger and stronger. Tayata Om Muni Muni Ma Munaye Soha. Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha 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 Munaye Soha. Really feel and visualize that your own body It's completely filled with this golden light, sparkling golden light that now itself spread out in all directions, lightning, enlightening your surroundings. And again, it gives a very spacious feeling, very peaceful feeling, blissful. We try to hold this for a moment. If you go back to the image in front of you, with the throne, the lotus, and the Buddha, you see that the snow lions melt into light and slowly absorb into the golden throne. Next, the throne dissolves into the beautiful lotus. The lotus dissolves into the sun and the moon disc. Sun and the moon absorb into the Buddha. The beautiful Buddha in front of you becomes smaller and smaller. And even more small, smaller. Until it's just a small ball of golden light, sparkling, bright, golden light, containing the essence of all his wonderful qualities. And next you see that this small ball of golden light again slowly comes to the top of your head. Really try to feel it when it enters your body through your crown, as if you are taking a pill full of goodness, good qualities. Once this ball of light has entered your crown, it instantly lights up your face again and slowly flows downwards. Through your face, your throat, your shoulders, upper body. And this bright ball of light settles in your heart, from where it spreads its light to the rest of your body. Really try to keep this all day in your heart. Now your mind has become one with the Buddha's blissful, wise, and compassionate mind. And all your misconceptions have disappeared completely. Again, it gives a spacious and blissful experience. Really try to hold this for a moment without other thoughts distracting you. To end, we dedicate all the merit, positive energy that we generated through this meditation We dedicate it to the welfare of all sentient beings, including ourselves. Gewa di nyudu da glamma sangye drupunye droa chikung malupa kyoki sala gopa sho. Jangchup semcho grimpoche ma ke panam ge gyuji ke panyam pa me pa jang gung ne gung du pel ba sho. Through the merits of this virtuous meditation, may I quickly attain the enlightened state of the Buddha, and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. Om. Now just take your time to slowly come out of the meditation. Maybe by first moving your body a little, stretching it, and then slowly opening your eyes.